This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Nothing I like better than to be doing a morning drive time show and to have the guys show up next door to cut the grass. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. G-Code is G-Code goes with me everywhere I go. It's part of my kit. It is the holster I'm carrying. It's part of my kit. It is sometimes the traveler's bag. There's a reason for all of this tactical greatness. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. President Barack Obama has no plans to reevaluate his calls to increase the number of Syrian refugees that the United States accepts. One of the spokesholes for the president, White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes, said on Fox News Sunday, "We're still planning on taking in Syrian refugees. We have a very robust vetting procedure for those refugees." Let me tell you how what the vetting procedure is for these refugees, the robust. See, you can't call Syria and say, "Hey, Syria, we've got this guy who wants to come to the United States as a refugee. Muhammad Abdul Muhammad. He wants to come to the United States as a refugee. And we'd like to know if he's a pretty good guy," because there's nobody on the Syrian side answering the phone. You could try to call Hezbollah. You could try to call ISIS and, Al-Qaeda. You could call them, see if they would give you a background check. But there's no vetting place in Syria. So, do you know who they interview? Well, first of all, I think there's something that goes through the UN, and then they interview, two agencies come and they interview the refugee. "Why, hello there, refugee person. My goodness, you look like you're all of 27 years old, almost like fighting age, you might say. Oh my gosh, look at that vascularity. You're like in fighting shape too. Anyway, so you want to come here and be a refugee here in the United States? Tell me about yourself. You love baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. Hot dogs and Chevrolet. I'm sorry. Okay. Outstanding. Well, that's good enough for me. Thanks. We'll be in touch." And then I think somebody from the Department of Homeland Security comes and has a little chat with them and says, "Listen, we got enough problems here already with the right-wing extremists and, the religious people and the pro-life people. We don't need any other problems when we got all these nice made-up problems that we just imagine happening. So we don't need any real ones. So are you going to be a good boy or girl?" And, of course, I say, "Uh-huh. Well, welcome to America, son or daughter." And that's the vetting process. Two interviews of the refugee. So the White House has no plan whatsoever to assure us that these are good people they're bringing in. They have no way to assure us that they're not bringing into our midst more ISIS terrorists. We already have them here. We already have them here. Other White House spokesperson Josh Earnest said the United States, at the direction of the United States, has played a leading role in addressing the dire humanitarian crisis in the Middle East and North Africa. One thing that the United States can do is begin to let more Syrian refugees into the United States. This year, the fiscal year will end this month. The United States is on track to take in about 1,500 Syrian refugees. The president has directed his team to scale up that number next year, and he's informed his team he would like for them to accept it, or at least make preparations for 10,000. First of all, just for that 10,000, those 10,000 refugees, you're talking $600 million for those 10,000 refugees. We don't have the money. The other thing is that I know we're a compassionate nation. And maybe we could, under the armed escort or something, maybe we could move these people faster to a friendlier zone without them having to undertake the dire journey from Syria to Germany or wherever they're going. Maybe we could do that and just leave them in Syria, because surely they're not fighting everywhere in Syria. I don't know, but you know what? They don't, just because they're in a place where they kill each other, that doesn't, it's their war. It's their war. Now, officials at the FBI and Homeland Security have repeatedly warned there's no infrastructure in place to properly vet refugees coming into the country. And where this makes us a prime target. And for all of you out there that decry the police departments tacking up and wearing all of this military equipment, what do you expect them to do? Facing what they're facing. I can't imagine what it's like to be a street cop in Chicago. You got the Sinaloas hanging out there. You got all these gangs hanging out there. Now you probably got ISIS hanging out there too. How do those guys walk around? Probably look like some anime character. All kinds of armor suits and everything. What it all boils down to is that, like I said, our civilian leaders, the ones that I took an oath to obey, have failed us. They have failed us. And they're continuing to fail us. And they're going to get out there and say, we're a compassionate nation. Yeah, we are, but not. I'm not that compassionate to where I'm going to let somebody in the house that's going to kill me. No. Not happening. I see this happening all over Europe right now. There was some place the other day that had 32 residents in the entirety of their little village. They sent 350 refugees there. And those guys are sitting around in a opulent former, it used to be a castle, it's beautiful, and they're sitting around complaining because they got nothing to do and they're not making any money and they can't buy cigarettes and the Wi-Fi is slow and shut up! Be glad somebody let you into their country. You need to be kicked out of the country. You need to be kicked back to where you came from. I don't expect anybody to be kissing me on the fourth point of contact for helping them out. But you know what? You know what? I don't expect you to come in and infect the place like a virus. And that's what they're doing. They procreate like they're getting paid to do it. And like I said, this is all an effort to prop up the welfare state and to make things better in Europe. And guess what? It's going to consume Europe. Unless they go full-on genocidal now, unless they go out and round every one of these yahoos up and take them out, and don't worry about their family and don't worry about their wives and their children. Take them all and get them out of the country and go back to be in France and maybe not be such a welfare state. Go back to being Denmark, maybe not be such a welfare state. So, they got two choices. They can get severe, or they can let the severity happen. Because it's happening. It's happening right now while they watch. He finally revealed its true face in Paris this past weekend. And our president, despite all of that, doesn't think any more of you than to continue to say, well, yeah, we're going to continue taking these guys in here. Sure, I'm compassionate. I love me some Muslims. Can't wait to have Muslims in here. I know all the stuff about Muslims. I have never been one of these guys that gets out there and says, well, he's a Muslim. Well, you know what? If he's not a Muslim, he's at least a Muslim sympathizer, isn't he? Completely incompatible with my worldview. But that's okay. Because if things go the way I think they're going to go, some of the people he loves, I'm going to get to kill. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. Right here in my hand, I have the G-Code sock for the Glock 17, which I can't use with mine because of the sight placement. G-Code is a... They're revolutionary. The way they put things together is revolutionary. The way they do things is revolutionary. Their research and development is outrageous. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. We currently reside in the time right now. You know, one of the things that it doesn't bother me, but I don't think, I think it's actually quite sad, really. Because I'm 54, and it looks like I'm going to have to step up and put myself in a position that I shouldn't have to. At 54 years old. I don't mind doing it. I'll do it. As a matter of fact, it's on me, America. Don't worry about it. And I'm working on it hard. And I don't know how good or how effective I'm going to be, but I'll be there. Where I should be looking, where I should be able to look, is that people say college age. I should be able to rely upon them. Unfortunately, right now what we have is a movement that's spreading. Let's call it the Children of the Safe Space Revolution. That's what's happening. And what this is actually, what this is actually showing, along with what happened in Paris, this is the perfect illustration, the perfect object lesson today about the failure of the liberal mindset. Now, in Paris, they've never been a democracy. They've always been some sort of a socialist thing. And allowing people have guns, that's just never been part of it. After Charlie Hebdo, there was no big uprising saying, we need to be able to arm ourselves. There was none of that. Nothing happened. Now we've had what happened Friday night. Now they're talking about allowing people to arm themselves. In Russia, they've decided to let them arm the citizens arm up. Panama's looking at it. Brazil is looking at it. Lots of people are looking at it now. But France has had to have three terrorist acts in one year. One of them coordinated the nightmare scenario. They had their own 9/11 this past weekend. So they've had, and only just now, and it's not some big uprising. Holland is, he's not out there going, we must have weapons, we must have guns. He's not doing that. So it's still the liberal mindset persists, although I'm sure the citizens of France are who are completely rattled beyond belief now. That, I mean, somebody goes boo and they're going to run. They'll get tired of this pretty soon. Here in the United States, we have quite another thing happening. We have University of Missouri and Yale. And I'm sure this is happening in other parts of academia. Here we have a bunch of spineless losers in academia now. They're having to debase themselves in order to keep their jobs in front of their whimpering student bodies. And this is great. This is great for us because this is a peaceful way for liberals to figure out, you know what, eventually you come to each other, don't you? And then you have to eat each other. See, liberals, when they get to a certain point and there's no one else to consume, well, they turn on each other. Right now, the college professors and administrators that are out there, same kind that would get out there and say, well, we don't need guns here on campus. They've gotten out there, and what they have created is a bunch of little monsters who believe they should be able to dictate what gets said to them. as Napoleon observed, it is never interrupt your enemy while he's making a mistake. And in this case, what we have is liberals against liberals. It's hilarious. Now, if you were actually mentioned Napoleon to them, and there was somebody there at the college that understood who Napoleon was, this would be counted as a microaggression, because in the unlikely event that the gender studies and Marxist interpretive dance majors of Yale and Missouri recognize the name, he's a dead white guy, and we can't be compared to him at all. So right now, our enemies, at least in these colleges, are beginning to tear themselves apart. And let's let them do that. We saw this during the Arab Spring. We could have just let the Arab Spring happen. We didn't have to be insinuated in there saying, well, this leader's good and this leader's not, and we're going to back him, we're not going to back him. We didn't have to let any of that happen. Just let them go. Don't get out there and, you know, because these guys want to kill us. And if they don't pay attention to each other, let them go. We don't have the money to get out there and referee all these people. So all this idiocy about safe spaces and healing circles, and I am an oppressed special snowflake of love, this is not only amusing for us, endlessly amusing, but it's an opportunity to swoop in after the left has pummeled itself into mush. See, this is the whole Cloward and Piven strategy. They were going to use this idea of completely destroying capitalism by overburdening it with the welfare state, sort of like France is doing. All of Europe is doing right now. They were going to Cloward and Piven it away. But the problem is it can't self-sustain itself. So then they have to start importing bad actors, like in France, like in Europe right now. And then they rise up one day and kill everybody there. The whole thing behind Cloward and Piven, though, was when capitalism was in tatters, they would sweep in with socialism and then read that to later change to communism. And they would save everybody from ourselves, and they would make everything right. The state would take care of you, except that doesn't work when you go after each other. They are failing. Their strong suit has been being able to coalesce. That's gone. That's gone. And Hillary Clinton and the rest of the Democrats, you guys own this. This is yours. This is all yours. And there's no way that Hillary Clinton's going to be able to get up there and say, hey, you little cretins, you've got till I count to three to get off of my quad, or I'm going to unleash these state troopers on you, and everybody gets pepper spray and a nightstick on your delicate little booties. Three. Now she has to kiss their collective healing circles, doesn't she? And we should make her do it publicly, because there's nothing normal voters love more than seeing people giving in to petulant sophomores with an attitude. These kids can't ever leave campus. If this is the way they believe the world works, they can't ever leave campus, because when they leave campus, they're going to be alone.
Yeah.
So when they get out there and they run up in my face and say, your First Amendment rights offend me, if I stick my fist into their face, they're going to be standing there offended and maybe out cold. And I'm not going to change very much. I'm going to have to, you know, if their mouth is open, I'm going to have some cuts on my hand. Big deal. Because now they'll be entering my world too. Can anybody tell that I've been saving all this stuff over the weekend? I'm sorry. Goodness gracious. That's all right. I still got two more segments, though. I've still got two more segments to let it go, and I'm going to, because we're getting ready to go. In the meantime, we'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com, the Contact Series. Everybody needs to go there today and look at the Contact Series. If you're not going to buy a chest rig, buy a belt. If you're not going to buy a belt, buy a chest rig. Get an idea of the price. Christmas time is coming. Treat yourselves, guys and gals. Get you a nice piece of lethal elegance for Christmas. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. Coming from the delicate snowflakes, if you want to call them that, out of Missouri, right now they're upset about the Paris terror attacks, as am I. I hate the ones that kill the innocent people, which is all of them. So me and the Mizzou protesters, we're like this. Well, wait a minute. Why are they upset about the Paris terror? Oh, because it took away from the media attention of their presumed plight. You know, the feces-composed swastika that may have been a fraud, that thing. The one guy who yelled a racial epithet when he was drunk, that thing. Hence, everybody's got to go. Hence, we're football players. Probably most of us on scholarship, but we're going to strike unless you quit, boss. is some Twitters, some tweets for you coming out of University of Missouri from the Black Lives Matter folks. I bet you some black people died in Paris. Here's one. Not taking away from Paris. We love y'all, but we have terrorists in USA called KKK. Hashtag MizzouGov got work to do. It's black kids trapped in their rooms in hashtag Mizzou, but y'all talking about hashtag pray for Paris. Can't say the word Paris. Hashtag pray for Mizzou. Paris is all over my local new, whatever that is, I guess news, but I don't see blank about the KKK threatening at hashtag Mizzou. I do pray for Paris, but people need to start seeing what is going on in our own country. I barely saw anything about hashtag Mizzou. Quite sad. Now people are desensitizing hashtag Black Lives Matter and hashtag Mizzou for what's happening in Paris. Have you no common decency? Don't use the tragedy in Paris to try to undermine the awful things that are happening in hashtag Mizzou. Both of these events are terrible. We can remember the tragedy in Paris and still remember hashtag Mizzou. We are capable of multitasking. Both situations are equally messed up. Oh, gosh. That just cracks me up. Get a life, kids. I swear to God. Sooner or later, whether you're white or black, you're going to be out of college. You're going to be out there in the real world. The black adults and the Caucasian adults and the Asian adults and all of us, we're not going to stand for any of this. Okay? I'll freely admit to the college students of the United States that my generation has failed you because we failed to raise you to be personally responsible for yourselves. I don't know how that happened. Wish it did. But you know what? This is the time when you got to get a grip. There's not going to be anybody holding your hand much longer. Enjoy this, whatever you want to call it, while it's lasting. Liberals also took to Twitter after this thing. Coming from the Moms Demand Action, our hearts are with the victims and survivors of the horrific mass shooting and violent attacks in Paris. This was not a mass shooting. Okay, this was a terrorist attack. Actually, it could be argued that it is semantics, because I'm sure a mass shooting is quite terroristic. However, this was a coordinated military operation. Shannon Watts, you vapid, vacant vessel! We got a little picture with a Eiffel Tower. We are united in mourning all lives lost to gun violence. Then we got the steady stream of liberal actors and politicians and celeb nobodies and tweeting a bunch of ignorant, inflammatory nonsense, and it was duck and cover from the all-out avalanche of all of this. Michael Ian Black, he is an actor that, you know, I've seen him in a couple of things. Awful, awful news in Paris, 18 shot dead. If we could only get our daily shootings down to 18 here in America. That was in the first 20 minutes, you ignorant. Anyway, Dan Holloway, I don't know who he is. People blaming refugees for attacks in Paris tonight. Do you not realize that these are the people the refugees are trying to run away from? I realize they came with them. The senselessness of blaming refugees for the horrific Paris attacks. From Salon.com, real terror unfolds in Paris. Perhaps this will convince the right to tone down their incessant violent rhetoric. You're not listening to me. What are you talking about, violent rhetoric? Who's using violent rhetoric on the right? They're not using enough violent rhetoric. Also from Salon.com. And so the hate speech begins. Let Paris be the end of the right's violent language toward activists. Who are you talking about? Then, of course, from Piers Morgan, the Out of Work TV guy, 30 million American guns didn't stop 9/11. Newt, don't be so crass. I guess he was talking to Newt Gingrich. President Barack Obama. We're also increasing the number of Syrian and other refugees we admit to the U.S. to 100,000 per year for the next 2 years. Sky News, Islamic State claimed responsibility for Paris attacks in a statement. Jay Desjardins Jacques. Glad Obama said we shouldn't jump to conclusions on that one last night. Hashtag Muslim apologists. But then from the Washington Times, White House believes Islamic State behind Paris attacks. Stephen Miller at Red State, or Red Seas. Democrat president says politicize this, political right follows, media upset at doing at right for doing what Democrat president said to do. Certainly does take all kinds to make this great world we live in and to populate this outstanding country we live in and everything else. And I guess we're just going to have to ignore the stupid and take up business for ourselves, I guess. I don't know. We're going to talk about Salon a little bit. When we get back, we're coming up on the last break for the show. We're going to talk about Salon a little bit. We cannot, this time, America, and I'm not talking to anybody listening to me. You need to talk to the people that don't listen to me, that don't listen to anything, that are completely disjointed and unengaged with everything. Don't get out there and listen to what you're about to hear coming from the American press about how we shouldn't do this and how we shouldn't do that. What shouldn't have happened is those people in Paris that went to a concert, they shouldn't have been murdered. Those people in Paris that went to a restaurant, they shouldn't have been murdered. They were murdered because their civilian leadership failed them and allowed, you know, this is all about the shell game. This is all about the shell game. And people are dying because of the shell game, because nobody can balance the books is what it boils down to. Nobody can balance the books. Let's continue the Ponzi scheme that is the welfare state. And if a few people get killed in terrorist attacks, oh well. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Now, there are plenty of holsters out there that you can find at all the big box stores, the Cabela's and the Dick's Sports and Academy Sports and all this other stuff. And for about the same price as what you're going to find there, you can get a piece of tactical kit that is run all over the world by professionals all over the world. And this is something that you can make work in your civilian world. Whether you're looking for concealed carry or outside the waistband carry, they have a way to hook you up. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Liberals will use whatever they can find as a springboard. Now, for some reason, at Salon.com, this cat named Chauncey DeVega. First of all, you can't say that he has an incredibly low threshold for what he finds offensive. Because he identifies certain things as hate speech. Words like terrorism, which is actually a descriptive phrase, and violent. And, if you use those phrases, then you're right-wing media. And then if you get out there and say targeting police for murder to describe the Black Lives Matter movement, this becomes a bombastic and ugly screed, wholly unfounded with no basis at all in empirical reality. This is how the right-wing opinion leaders describe the Black Lives movement, getting out there, terrorism, violent. Targeting police for murder. That's what's empirically wrong. Now, they've been caught chanting pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. Okay?
Chauncey might make the argument that the activists are simply chanting for a breakfast order. I go to this one place that does these really great steamed bagel sandwiches. That sort of sounds like the meat chimney, which is just all kinds of decadent pleasure. But that's not what they're doing. They're not looking for breakfast. They're talking about killing cops. Chauncey writes that Bill O'Reilly has declared war on Black Lives Matter and in doing so described them as a type of contemporary KKK. At the height of its popularity in the United States, the KKK was America's largest terror organization, democratically started, made by the Democrats, to keep black people from having guns, to keep black people from being free. Chauncey, of course, skips that whole part. I was just ad-libbing that. In contrast to the KKK, Black Lives Matter is a group dedicated to protecting the human rights of all people against state-sponsored violence and police thuggery and murder, unless, of course, you say all lives matter, which then, if you've been Bernie Sanders or Hillary or O'Malley or any of them, they'll come up there and snatch the mic from you and start talking over you. More liberals eating themselves. It's delightful. Chauncey says that Ben Carson, in his designated role as a black conservative, whose primary purpose is to disparage black Americans and to excuse make for white racism, told Fox News' Megyn Kelly that all the black and brown students who are advocating for their full rights and respect at Yale University are ushering in anarchy, and this is just raw emotion and people just being manipulated. I think in many cases by outside forces who wish to create disturbances. Let me tell you about respect. Okay? Respect is a mutual thing. If it is not a mutual thing, it's not respect. Respect is not something you demand. It's something you earn. In certain cases, you're going to go in there and have a modicum of respect installed when you get there. But you can squander that, and you don't get it just for existing. He also says that, likewise, Fox News has repeatedly described the student protesters in Yale and Missouri using the same language. O'Reilly has gone so far as to suggest that Black Lives Matter and the students who are protesting racist treatment are part of a cabal that's engaging in fascist behavior and running wild against white people. They're the ones that are separating the races. They want to be segregated from the white people. They want to have their safe space. Now, this is not hate speech. And how this is connecting, besides the fact that it's liberals imploding, how this connects to the events in Paris is a loony idea. He never bothers to connect the Paris attacks to right-wing hate speech. He just wanted to grab your attention today in order to make explicit threats of violence against his political enemies, which I always love this guy because these are the pencil necks that run around that don't, you know, they don't work out. Or maybe they do work out or whatever they do, but they don't own guns. I'm not going to get out there against some young guy who's never had a bad day in his life and get out there and say, you know, of course, I want to fight fair. No, I want to win. So I'm going to be adding some precious metals to your melon, punk. And I'll win. And on your way to the ground, you can be thinking, he cheated on your way to the deck. These are implicit threats and overtures to violence as racial authoritarian fascists are clear and present danger to democracy and freedom. Thus, they must be eliminated by any means necessary. That's what Chauncey says about me and you, and the cops. By any means necessary was a favorite threat made by Malcolm X back in his day. And don't you find it a bit strange that a rant against white racism and violence should include a threat to eliminate them? What do you mean by that? Eliminate. Are you going to make me a non sequitur? Are you going to make me completely ineffective? Are you going to kill me? What do you mean by that? How are you going to eliminate us? You know what the problem is here is I have a First Amendment right to say what I want to say, to think what I want to think, and to do what I want to do and express myself the way I want to express myself. And I use the Second Amendment to back that up. Now, you can sit over there and hold up your signs and everything else and yell all the vile stuff you want to it in my general direction while you're on the college campus, and you know what? I'm not going to do anything to you. If you come in and try to impose my will and forget the fact that, you know, this is America and some of us are those rough types that you are so against and then you decide to engage us physically because you just can't contain yourself anymore, you're going to be pulling back hard. You're going to find a lot of parts of you in a sling. So, you know, real racists, real white supremacists, they are bad people, and they should be denounced. Should even they be murdered? I don't know. If they get violent, okay. Not murdered, but dealt with, you know, defended against. That's one thing. Not going out there and hunting them down. Because they have a First Amendment right, too, and I know you guys don't like that, but, I mean, that's part and parcel of being free. Deal with it. Life is not going to be the way you think it is in college. When you get out, you're going to be in deep trouble. This cat getting out there to call attention to this and using the Paris tragedy as a way to grab you people and shake you around, this was malfeasance. Everybody that was in on that Paris attack, they should have been killed. Don't worry about a judge and jury. Don't worry about justice. Justice is them dead where they can't do it again. That's justice. But, you know, if you want to fight terrorism, then what you mean to say is, I want to kill terrorists. You don't get out there and print a thing where you get out there and say, well, looking at this, we can look at this and see exactly what's going on here. No. No, Chauncey. Don't worry, Chauncey. I won't laugh at you when you come and hide behind me when things get bad. We're at a watershed moment. They want to be here. Let's not be like France that got out there and said, let's close the border. We're going to stop these. We're going to stop that. Let's not do that after they committed an atrocity against us. Let's get ready for the atrocity now. They've tried it 2 or 3 times recently. Let's get ready for it now. Let's not wait. We don't have to wait. We have a bit of luxury here. We have a moment where we can sit back and prepare to some degree. To not prepare, to not admit that there's an issue here, to not look at the threat for what it is, you're fooling yourself. You're failing your family. You're failing your nation. Of course, you can do that because there's plenty of people like me. I'm not alone. I'm not trying to be Superman. I know I'm not. And the fact that I'm not alone emboldens me. So, let's get ready. We'll do this again in 22 hours between now and then. Remember, this has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.